ओम शांति। नाइस टू बी बैक होम एंड ए हार्टी वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ यू। इट्स फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम इन ड्रामा दैट बिकॉज ऑफ दादीजी'स हेल्थ I was not able to be here to receive you. So you have received me today. Thanks. Yesterday I was there in Bombay and around this time I spent half an hour with Dadiji. Telling her that I'm going to Madhuban for Baba's meeting and also to be with the global family. And I asked her, do you have any message for everyone? She looked at me smilingly. And then asked me, just to confirm, where are you going to? I said, I shared with you yesterday that so many brothers and sisters are there in Shantivan now. And I did ask you whether I should go and meet everyone, and you gave me your blessingful permission. So I am going there. Do you have any message for them? And she said, Sabko yaad pyar dena, give love and remembrances to everyone. So please receive that. I asked her if you have any other message. She said no. That's enough. After that, we sat together. What did we do? I just invited her, Dadi, would you like to read the Murli? She said yes. And then she read the Murli, 3/4 of page, first page of yesterday's Murli. And it was time for me to leave, because flight was at 1:30, so I had to leave by 12:15. It was 12:05 when I left. Dadiji has been doing well. I don't know whether someone shared. I think Mohini Ben must have shared in detail the news about her health. We don't know why Dadiji after 70 years of tapasya, leading such a pure life, dedicated all her life to serve the humanity, this question arises, why should she have any health problem actually? Baba's messages were very clear before we took her to Bombay, Baba had mentioned that there is something which remains undiagnosed, and some medicines getting mixed. So that is causing some problem. In Bombay, it was diagnosed. She was having hypothyroid, which is very common in India among the ladies. She might have had this for quite some time, but in the labs, blood tests, it was always borderline. So she didn't need any medication. But now it became clear that it was severe hypothyroid. And that had caused the whole problem for the last 3 months at least. Now, when Dadiji had all this, one could see the other side of her personality. Because of that 70 years of meditation and divine life, as if she was not feeling any pain, nothing. Every day, almost every day, for blood test, they do needle pricking for medication, for injections. She remains undisturbed. And all the time what one can feel is she's remaining in tune with Baba, nothing else. Partially because of the problem, and partially, or you can say because of her practice, she's all the time enjoying Baba's company. The doctors attending on her, the sisters, nurses, or Madhuban Nivasis who are around, they all watch her, remaining so peaceful, so cooperative all the time with the medical people. And in a way, one can feel she is really enjoying mukti stage. I don't say jivan mukti at the moment, but mukti stage. Now, after the diagnosis clear and the medication for 6 weeks, she has improved a lot. You can't give any percentage because someone, one of the doctors was sharing that when you are in the age group of 40 to 50, you have one health problem. 50 to 60, two health problems. 60 to 70, three. 70 to 80, four. And Dadi is having five. Because she is above 80. On this Diwali, she celebrated her 86th birthday. When she was taken to Bombay from here, and now there is so much of improvement. Whenever there is someone, it's something like if she needs to communicate, she opens her eyes very wide, smiles, listens, and shares, but very briefly, one line blessings. But then, knowing her interest, she is mostly interested in Baba's Murli. So for the last, say, about 1 week, we have been enjoying that. Morning and evening, asking her, Dadi, would you like to read the Murli? And 5, 6 of us sitting near her. She takes the Murli, puts on her specs, and starts reading. And I thought, perhaps we are pushing her sometimes. So I asked one day, Dadi, 1 page is enough? She said, no, little more. So another 1/4 page. So these are the signs, you see, and she is able to walk. Not so much, but walk with the help. Because that is part of her physiotherapy exercise. So at present she is going, having that spiritual side combined with physiotherapy. It's a rehabilitation program going on, and we hope if you can wait for 2 weeks, you can receive her here. Is it possible? No. She's expected to come back to Shantivan before Baba's next meeting. It's being planned 14th or 12th of next month. And because of Dadi's health, it has been a continuous service going on in Bombay. And I was just thinking about Sakar Baba's visits to Bombay. During my association of 10 years with Sakar Baba, I remember Baba had been to Bombay 5 or 6 times during those 10 years. At that time, we didn't receive double foreigners here. So every time on Diwali, Baba would be in Bombay. And from Diwali until Shivratri, which means from October to March. Now you have taken over. And during those 4 or 5 months, Baba used to be giving murlis in Bombay and also making us run around for service. Many new ideas would be given by Sakar Baba. Baba didn't go there for his health or anything, but it was because in Mount Abu it would be winter. Not many brothers and sisters would come at that time, so Baba would be gone to Bombay to serve. And Dadiji used to be very active at that time. during Baba's visits. You might have seen many of her pictures, photos with Baba in Bombay. This time also, during Diwali celebrations, Dadiji participated. One evening, there were 250 of BK teachers from all over Bombay. Bombay at present have more than 75 centers. So most of the teachers came to celebrate Diwali with Dadiji. And that evening we were surprised. Dadiji was so alert, so interactive, and the speech she gave for 10 minutes, we didn't expect her to speak for that long. I don't know, when you celebrate your birthday, perhaps you are in such high spirits. Dadiji was celebrating her birthday with them, and celebration was perfect. There were young children dancing and cake cutting and gifts and everything. And Dadi gave Diwali, Diwali money to every sister. 1,000 rupees to everyone. Because that's the custom. That parents give money to children for sweets. So Dadi told them, don't go and buy sweets. Prepare sweets and share with all the students. So something which is original in Dadiji is now again becoming more and more clear, and she is becoming more active. Then, on the day we had Diwali celebration in Bombay, more than 1,500 sisters and brothers. Say about 1,600 could sit inside the hall, and another 200-300 must be sitting outside, watching Dadiji and others on stage, on the screen. That day it was very beautiful program, and Dadi spent 2 hours over there. Sometimes she was very alert, especially when the young children came dancing and interacting with her. She enjoyed smiling on looking at the little ones. Now this is something which gives me the clear understanding how much power is there in the divine family love. 2 days before, she won't be able to walk even this distance. And then she becomes active. Celebration. She didn't want to go in the ambulance from hospital to the auditorium. She said, nothing doing. She would go in the car. And she came in the car, she went back in the car, And then she also wanted to go to the center. But then I must appreciate the way the sisters in Bombay, sisters and brothers, they had organized the whole program. It was a beautiful celebration. Indian style. There was Shehnai. I don't know whether you have heard that Shehnai. The moment anyone arrived, you know, any important person, Shehnai was being played live. And then beautiful tableau of Golden Age. And then very good artists, playback singers from Bombay. So they sang songs. But the best part was young children, Kumaris, little ones, one group, big ones, another group. They presented two items each. Very beautiful program. Then of course the sisters in Bombay, they gave greetings to Dadiji and to all the sisters and brothers on Diwali. I was part of it. And then we had cake ceremony. Dadi enjoyed all that with her crown on her head and beautiful attire. There is very clear understanding. Dadiji has to play her role. It's something like some of the Indian movies, I'm just thinking, you know, the hero becomes inactive for a while and everyone prays for health. That's what has been going on. So now I understand everything which is there in the path of bhakti and all, it is symbolized because of the Sangam Yuga. We all had such wishes, I should say. All over the world, the sisters and brothers were having special meditations, special good wishes for her health. And she would be back in Madhuban in 2 weeks. So congratulations to all of you for playing that role to bring her out from that problem. And now coming back to the main program for which we are all here. What are we going to do tomorrow? How are we going to celebrate with Baba? You must be having a lot many inspirations in your hearts. I just asked Meera Ben, what should I share with everyone? And she says, just heart-to-heart conversation. I said, that's the easiest thing one can do with friends. And I'm sure we are all looking forward to Baba's meeting tomorrow. And this meeting is going to be different. In a way, not because Dadiji will not be present personally here, she will be present. Through video conferencing these days, we will be able to see Dadiji and Dadiji will be able to see all of us. That arrangement has been made. But the main thing for which we are all here is first meeting of the season with Avyakt Bap Dada, Baba's meeting. And I'm sure each one of us, we are all inspired to be there and feel how close we are to Bap Dada. Sometimes the question arises, oh, Baba's meeting in Shantivan? Why not in Om Shanti Bhavan? That was the question even for us, the Bharatvasis, when the first meeting was held here. There was no hall, nothing, just tent. It's not the hall. It's the presence. Presence of the one you want to meet. And your own presence. I'm sure tomorrow all of us will be present. We won't be wandering anywhere else on that subtle level. Not thinking at that time, oh, how I wish this meeting was there in Om Shanti Bhavan. Not that way. But the joy of being together, such a big family now. When Charlie Bhai and Kane came here for the first time to meet Baba, there were hardly, how many were there at that time? 7 or 8 double foreigners. And the meeting was there in the small hall of Madhuvan. Now, the family is big. And therefore, it's but natural we'll have meeting in Diamond Hall. But everyone would feel the same, rather better. Why better? Not because of the hall, but because of our own better stage of understanding, the stage of perceiving Baba's vibrations. Perception of what Baba would be sharing with us. The beauty and the depth of the wisdom Baba would be sharing. We all know Baba's language is very simple. But then they all say, the wise always speak in the simplest language. And Baba is the wisest being, the supreme being. And therefore, his interaction is not just with the ones who would be sitting in front. His interaction will be with us, with those who are watching Baba on television, and even those who are not watching. Baba is to reach them also. Those who understand Baba's language, and those who don't understand Baba's language but receive translation. And those who don't receive translation, they will just read later. But just imagine how Baba would be bringing us such closeness. Nearness. and make us realize the beauty of this divine life. We need to keep appreciating what we have received so far and remain enthusiastic about what more has to be received. Each time, I don't think I have missed any of Baba's Avyakt meetings so far. Even this time he has made it possible that I am here. When Dadi is not here, I will be meeting Baba. She has not missed any meeting so far. This would be her first time. But I have been watching, learning, trying to understand from each meeting how beautiful it is. And what I learn, because with friends we always share everything from the heart, what I learn as we grow spiritually, as we become more sublime in understanding the depth of Baba's wisdom, and as we become more divine internally, this is another aspect, we are feeling the joy, the beauty, and the depth of our relationship with Bap Dada and of our relationship with the Divine Family. It's a beautiful, beautiful feeling all the time. Wherever we are then, no doubt when we are together here in Madhuban, it's very intense, very powerful, and very natural. No effort needed. This is my question. Are you putting in any efforts now after being here? No, because easy. Efforts are outside. But supposing you live in the same consciousness over there also, you would find it so easy. This is what I learned this time being away from Madhuban for 1.5 months, continuously in Bombay. If you open any window, what you hear is all the time noise. Loud, loud noise, you know, the cars, the three-wheelers, buses, trucks, all together and continuously. I remember once during my first visit to Hong Kong, Sister Maureen over there, she thought, perhaps being an Indian, I may like fresh air, you know. She put my bed somewhere outside, you know, near the gallery. And because of the noise, I was not able to sleep even for a minute. So I got up at midnight and I said, Sister, I can't sleep here. It's better that I shift to some other room where there is quiet. Because staying in Madhuban, you don't hear that noise at all. Even in Shantivan, where you are staying now, is there any such noise? The traffic? No. huge contrast. But we are thankful to Baba that even over there Baba has provided such facilities, we are able to cope with all that noise. But it's the internal part of our being, how close we feel to Bap Dada, how close we feel to each other and appreciate it. That's another aspect. If there is no appreciation of this, it becomes very burdensome, very boring. So in divine life, Baba's meetings are like very powerful injections. All that one has to learn is to enjoy the meeting. All the time. Baba enjoys meeting us, you will see. From the moment Baba descends, gives drishti, and until he returns, he's all the time enjoying meeting us. Whether meeting an individual or whether meeting the whole group. Whether speaking the murli or whether giving drishti. But smiling all the time, you will see that. What about us? We should see ourselves in the mirror. Baba is like mirror for us. How long do we smile all the time? I mean, throughout. Leave aside the whole day or anything, but during Baba's meeting, how long would you be smiling? Or that gets changed because of translation. The smile gets changed into seriousness because of translation? No. And that's one aspect of divine life. As we become more and more attuned to Baba's level of consciousness and vibrations, mind is light all the time. No ups and downs. No tensions. No distractions. And therefore, it's a very smooth sailing, very sweet feeling, and the smile is automatically there. Why? Because we are nearing our golden stage. I would like to know if you are all happy in Shantivan. Wave your hands then. Because I have to give feedback to Dadiji. I'm returning in 2 days' time. But in case there is any difficulty, please let me know. Anything. I'm sure you would like bigger place to move around, go about, walking. No. Is there anything you would like to ask me? Anything you would like to ask? because I will otherwise continue saying something. Perhaps some of you may have something to ask. Any questions? No? How is my health? That's the question. It couldn't be better. I have been enjoying the best of health. Absolutely no problem. And the other side is very good health. Carefree. But I have to remain careful, that's all. I can't enjoy all that, ice cream and chocolates and all. Health is beautiful because I found the best nourishment. What is the best nourishment? All Brahmins have that. Never to miss early morning meditation and Murli. So these two aspects of Brahmin life I must enjoy. Sometimes I read the Murli and at the end I ask myself, did you understand the Murli? I might have missed some part of it. You know, the thoughts might have gone here and there. So I go through again. In one sitting, sometimes I read the Murli twice. It's like eating again. But it's beautiful. For good health, these two aspects of Brahmin life. And third, of course, walking. Long walkers live long. So every morning, 45 minutes walking. Even in Bombay, what I do in the drawing hall, like a lion in the cage, go like this, figure of eight. But I must walk 45 minutes and careful about my restricted diet. Not too oily. More of vegetables and fruits. So everything is what Brahmins know already, nothing new in it. But the best aspect which I was sharing with you is, this is something connected with our inner self. If you have no worries inside, you are carefree. Not careless, but carefree. And you are 100% positive. This is one aspect of Brahmin life. If you want to remain ever light and ever happy, learn to be positive. Even if you see something negative, look at the other side of the coin. What positivity is there? Because we learn this from Baba's Murlis, Avyakt Baba especially. Sakar Baba, so many aspects of practical karmic life. Avyakt Baba, more depth of inner consciousness, attitude. What kind of attitude should we have all the time to remain free from all kinds of negativity? And the best thing is learn to look at the positive aspects of every happening. But we need to learn. This is one thing what I am learning from my own effort making. I learn but I forget. And I have to relearn. I know something is not helpful for me, for my health, and still when someone offers with a lot of love, what I can't resist. I start with little, then I like to take little more, and then I think it's better not to give to someone what I have already tasted. Then what happens? Its effect will be there. And later on I feel, oh, I should have just tasted like Baba, Sakar Baba used to. You know, whenever we offered something sweet, he would take this so little and give back the main piece to the one who is offering. We are not able to do that. So trying to learn on that aspect. But Baba is there to take care and everything is going very well. Because health, wealth, and happiness, all three are very important aspects. For 21 lives, ever healthy, ever wealthy, and ever prosperous, then ever happy. This is the first one. So if we don't have that here, our sanskars will not be there. So inculcation of sanskars of being ever healthy, wealthy and happy, it has to be this life first. And for this, best thing is to keep reminding ourselves. Reminding that we are Baba's children. Forgetting that we are getting old. Student life is the best thing which reminds us of both. So never, never think it's enough. We have read these Murlis, we have heard these, you know, we have done a lot. No, no, no. Keep Sakar Baba in mind. Baba gave the Murli until the last day. So how can we miss it? Keep sharpening your spiritual intellect. And when you listen to Dadi Janki, you enjoy, you know, her churnings. But what is the basis of her churnings? Basis is Murli. or her interactions with Sakar Baba or with Adis. So remain present. Appreciate, share, and see how beautiful is this life. If we don't do this, the same beautiful life becomes burdensome. So I am enjoying that, and I wish everyone enjoys that. Light, happy, positive, flying. How long does it take for you to be in Baba's yard? Just switch it on and you are there. Hello, Baba. Brother Neville is sitting there and he must be thinking how to present it to the world. The power of thought. You know, in scriptures they say about God, it was the Word, and then it became life. So now we understand, Word, God, He was there, and He comes. We see practically. Unless He comes, day before yesterday's Murli, unless He comes, unless He speaks, we won't know. And we are very fortunate, the most fortunate souls on earth today. Who are they? Who are they? The most fortunate ones. The most. Not many. Some of you are thinking only dadis. No. What can keep you inspired all the time? What kind of consciousness? Simple consciousness. No one else can play my role. No one can replace me in this world drama. The director, the Supreme One has picked me as the most appropriate one to play this role. So keep reminding yourself and feel the joy within. You are the heroes and heroines of your own roles. Your story of 5,000 years is the best story. No one else can play your role, and you don't need to play someone else's role. Are you happy with your present role? Very happy? And this will repeat. So we are very thankful to Baba, the director, the creator, the director, for giving us our respective roles and guiding us to play it in the best possible manner. So this positivity in consciousness will keep you alive all the time. Dancing. inside dancing, visibly smile in the eyes. Brahmins are famous for it. All Brahmins. When you travel, people immediately understand you must be Brahma Kumars. Okay. We are still in Sangam Yuga. You understand? Part of the transmission is gone off. The sun is there, but the solar supply is not there. So anyway, it's a reminder that I should now say Om Shanti.
So many, many thanks to dear Brother Nivea.
Thank you, brother.
Everything becomes very simple as we move towards the end of the confluence age, and I think Brother Nivea articulates that ease, that simplicity, that royalty, reminding us that this life is not a life of effort in reality, but a life of attention and joy. Do you agree? Yes. So we need that reminder every year, isn't it, when we come to Madhuban. We need to remember how easy it is. And Nivea's voice, his presence, his royalty, he enables us to remember that. Just to remind those who need translation. And Om Shanti.